crew out there this spring?
I've seen that we're a lot better than we were last year around this time, and I see us improving on different things every day. Every practice we improve on something different.
What's been the key for you this spring? What are you really honing in on for you?
For me, playing faster, running to the ball consistently.
He was saying the competition is ridiculous. I mean, it seems like you have 9, 10, 11, 12 guys that probably deserve some playing time. Mm-hmm. What is that really like in there as far as so many talented guys that are trying to get in the mix?
I think it all falls back on commitment. Commitment. If you really want to do this, if you really want to play the game, you're going to put the extra time in to succeed.
Some of those guys coming back, like JT and mm-hmm. T Horn and stuff, what have them coming back done to kind of spice up that competition even more?
It pushes me. It pushes me. I'm sure it pushes Sam as a tackle. You know, we all just make each other better. We teach each other different things. So it's definitely a positive.
What has it been like having JT back out there in your group, and how's he bounced back from last season?
Oh, he's doing great. He's doing great. I love having him out there. He shows me different moves. We coach each other up on technique. And then the best part about us being older, we know what we messed up before we even get to Coach Caldwell and he tell us what we did wrong. So, like if I mess up, he'll jump on me before Coach Caldwell would. So it's vice versa. So we just make each other better.
Anton, I was saying, big change for him this year. Now that he's comfortable, knows what he's doing, knows the guys around him. You see a difference in what he's able to do out on the field now with that experience behind him?
Yeah, he looks more comfortable.
As a crew, what do you guys expect out of this defensive line this year? What do you guys need to bring to the defense?
I feel like we should be the best D-line in the nation. Like, literally and honestly, we have the depth, we have the seniority, we have the talent. We just have to get it done on the field.
Do you have goals of playing at the next level after this?
Yes, sir.
So how big is this year for you, I guess, to go out there and maybe prove yourself and show something for your future?
It's big for me, but as of now, I'm just focusing on UW.
Is the spring game is it a chance for you to prove something, or is it just another practice for the players?
Well, it depends on where you're sitting. If you're on the field, it's a practice. It's another opportunity to get better. And for the fans, it's just something fun for them to see what they're looking forward to.
You a Jordan Sparks fan?
Love her.
So you're going to stick around and watch the concert?
Of course.
Okay. What's your favorite song?
No Air, okay. Featuring Chris Brown.
Can you give us a few bars?
No, not right now.
What's the biggest difference you've seen in the defense this spring versus last fall?
Like I said about the D-line earlier, and then it falls back into the defense as a whole. We're a lot better than we were last year. Last year around this time, like, we're communicating better. We have our days when we don't communicate, but like, we get on top of it real quick, and then we have better energy. It's just we're a better talkative defense, and we run around pretty well together.
You know, last year people were saying Coach Caldwell's style is a little different than maybe what you'd been used mm-hmm. to a little bit. The fact that you've had a year under your belt with him, kind of know his techniques and the way he coaches things, has that helped you guys too this spring?
Oh, for sure, because no one wants to be the guy to get Coach Caldwell hot. so we all focus on doing the right thing, good footwork, good hands. We try to focus on that stuff. And, I mean, in the long run, us not wanting to make him mad is making us better.
What does Coach Caldwell sound like when he's hot?
It's kind of, I can't really do it. It's all him.
You and JT, obviously both seniors in that nose, and Marcus, a senior on the other side. Mm-hmm. What are those battles like day in, day out?
Oh, man, it's a fight. It's literally a fight. I found a picture on one of the news stations. It was just me and Marcus, like, we just going at it, fighting. And they're like, that's what it is. We make each other better. Iron sharpens iron.
Thanks.